Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life.
Speak to you today about how who you're being affects people you don't even know that you touch. And the reason I want to speak to you about this is because I was driving along earlier this week, and I guess I wasn't in a really happy mood. I wasn't in a bad mood. I guess I was kind of neutral, or maybe a little lower than neutral, but sort of somewhere in the middle. And I was kind of daydreaming, and I think I must have been in traffic, and I happened to glance to the one side. And there was this man just walking along, and he had the most beautiful beaming smile on his face. And it lit something up inside of me. I have no idea who this person was. I never even spoke to him. But his sort of sheer joy at life reminded me about, it just sort of connected me back to that joy. And in that moment, I realised that who we're being, you know, we don't even have to really meet somebody. I mean, I was in a car just passing past this person, but he still managed to touch my life. So, you know, who you're being, just as you're going about your day, has a profound effect on people. I mean, I don't know who this person's name is, and yet I'm here sitting sharing it with you. So he not only touched my life, but he's most likely touching your lives as well. Just simply walking along a street, beaming and smiling at the world. And I just really wanted to share that, because quite often we get lost in ourselves, in our own lives, in our own trials and tribulations, and our joys and our strifes and whatever else that's going on. And because we are the centre of our lives tend to sort of oscillate and kind of, you know, revolve around that. But what you don't realise is that the people you don't even know, get touched by who you're being. And you can influence people just by being positive and by smiling and allowing your inner light to shine. And you have a much more profound effect on people's lives than you most likely even realise, without even intending to. So I suppose this is going to be a little bit of a short one this week, but it's really just, I suppose, a reminder to smile from the inside out, to smile with your heart and your whole heart, and to light up the space around you. Are you lighting up my space too? Because you don't know who you're going to touch with that beauty and with that joy, and whose life you're going to turn for the better. A while ago, and I must actually start doing it again, I used to go into a coffee shop that I knew very well, and I would pay for two drinks. And the reason I did this, because it was a gift of giving, but I didn't want any recognition from it. So I used to tell the person behind the till to give, because it was normally a hot chocolate, because I rather liked hot chocolates, that the next person that came in and ordered a hot chocolate, that they were to use the money I'd already paid for and to give them a free one. And I did this in the hope that just to bring a little bit of joy to somebody's life. I didn't want them recognition for it. I didn't want them to say thank you. I just wanted them to give them a gift, to make them feel happy in the moment. And hopefully, if they weren't feeling particularly happy, just buoy their day up. And I suppose that's really what I'm sort of trying to say, is that we can touch people. We can bring positivity and joy and love and light to people. People we don't even know. And there's almost a freedom in doing it to people, or giving it to people that you don't know. Because you know you're not doing it from sort of an ego perspective. You're not doing it for self-gratification. You're not doing it for people to tell you how nice and how lovely and how wonderful you are. There's just a simple, clean beauty in just giving love to people without expecting anything back in return. There's an immense freedom in that for some reason. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope you enjoy going out and giving a bit of love to people. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my website, to all my online courses and my free happiness, 7-day happiness boost. And you can also connect to me through social media. I always love to hear from people, so feel free to message me and I'll answer any questions I can. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.